from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Listen, guys, let's be honest about this. As Ohio State and Akron kick off this weekend, you want to have every angle of this game and the season covered. Just check out Sons of the Shoe podcast with myself and Spencer German. Probably going to have to play some of the Urban Meyer interview later this week because it's really good stuff.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can't work a mic, apparently. After 13 years.
At least that hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? If you had just started turning on your microphone all the time at the right time with 3 days to go, it would have been sus, as the kids say. I don't feel that now.
Another jam session.
No, you were jamming yourself jam. Up. You were jamming yourself up, so I helped you jam yourself up.
It's too much jamming. It hurt.
Subscribe now to the Sons of the Shoe podcast and the free Odyssey app at 92thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast to make sure you have fresh episodes each week of the college football season. Continued high praise there. I love the Harbaugh answer, by the way. If you and Harbaugh bumped into each other, would there be a friendly conversation, or maybe is that rivalry not dying? Kind of love it.
Oh, dude, no one gets the rivalry as much as is Urban. And I mean, the coaches that have been there for a long time, outside of Cooper, but like Tress and Urban, they got the rivalry. I certainly hope that Ryan Day is going to be able to overcome and get it going against the Blue Bellies, but we'll see.
I mean, it's just going to be a really interesting season. And here's the thing. I do think it should go right. Like, there's everything. And I think Urban is right on the idea of Will Howard is not a schlub. He has way more experience than Kyle McCord had coming into last year. I think he's more physically talented than Kyle. And I don't want to – I've already said what I have had to say about the kid. I'm not trying to bag on him. But, like, he was who he was. I think Will Howard's more talented. I think Will Howard's going to adapt just fine. And, like, I'm a little concerned about the O-line, but we're probably just nitpicking.
Right.
And so I think it's going to go fine. But what else stood out to you about the about what Urban had to say about this Ohio State team, or really anything he had to say, honestly?
Well, I mean, the number one thing I think that jumps out at you is, you know, what he said in the clip that we played coming back, and that is that this Ohio State team may be the most talented that they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, with that being said, I think it puts a tremendous onus on Ryan Day to get it done. You know, it's always great to have, good players and people say nice things about you. There's a sign, the Billie Jean King sign, when you walk out at the U.S. Open, which we're watching right now, and it says, pressure is a privilege. And so, like, to have good players and to have high expectations, it is a privilege, but you also have to live up to that standard.
Yeah, and it's funny. I think you can point to a couple things, namely the weird Lou Holtz thing last year that maybe Ryan has not handled pressure the best way. Like, honestly, who gives a crap what Lou Holtz has to say about whether he thinks your program is tough or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, you're worried about an 80-year-old man who has an opinion.
By the way, that's an 86-year-old man. He's not like a freshly minted. Lou Holtz is old. And honestly, he's on any given moment, he's half into a bag of Crown Royal. God bless him.
Hey, man.
But like,
good for him.
Like, I understood why when Harbaugh said born on third base. I got. Holtz or any of that other criticism, and again, you don't have to like it. I'm not trying to suggest that.
But I think sometimes it's hard for people to accept the criticism when, like, you're so used to people praising you. And for, you know, a while, everyone's talking about how Ryan has this amazing offense. And look, they have had amazing teams. They haven't won a title and they haven't won, you know, I mean, they haven't been able to beat, beat Michigan. So, Yeah, I don't think it's like a crazy hot take to say that there's a lot of pressure on the Bucks.
So you're right, but I just think it's, if you like all the nice things being said about you, you have to deal with all the bad things. You know, like we mentioned social media reaction on anything earlier.
Brought to you by?
And social media reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. That's a good tee up, by the way. That you've been here 13 years. But it's so funny, dude. Like, if I like on Facebook when somebody says something nice about me, don't I also have to then just, I don't want to say put up with, but can't you process somebody saying something negative about you without taking it personally? Because that means if you take the negative personally, that probably means you take the positive personally. And I'll be honest with you, I think that's what Saban calls rat poison.
God, I used to take the rat poison all the time, and it really would get to me. Like, eat at me. Like, you could have all of these positive things said about you, and then there's that one stinking troll, or it's that one article that's written, if you're Ryan Day, that really irks you. And I just think that, like, you need to avoid that stuff. Stop having rabbit ears. I think Deshaun has rabbit ears. I think that Ryan Day has rabbit ears. I think to some degree we all sort of do, and we battle it, but you got to try to fight through it and just kind of ignore it. You know, easier said than done, clearly.
Yes, it is about vigilance. But I continue to go back to, if you love when people say nice things to you and you hate when they don't.
But that's a human response.
Yeah, but you're probably putting too much stock into when people say nice things to you as well.
Like, okay, that's fair.
Like, that shouldn't, the bad thing shouldn't define you, nor should the nice thing. There should be other things that are more structurally safe to stand on about your opinion of yourself and how you feel.
Yeah, I mean, there
yourself.
Was a, not that it's some profound thing, although it kind of is. Like, we would do the winner, read the winner's manual when we had Coach Tress, you know, at Ohio State. And there was like one line in there. It's something about you never get too high when people praise you. You never get too low when people criticize you. You got to find that balance, right? And to do that, it takes discipline.
Yeah. Well, and it also takes living here. We're all so good about living on social media. We're so good about living anywhere other than right here and right now. I think the easiest thing, and dude, I gotta be honest with you, social media yesterday was a cesspool of people tagging me in things just to say mean things to me. And I just was like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then I just went and played with my kids. I'm not trying to high road anybody, but what am I going to choose here? The real family in front of me that loves me for just kind of unconditionally, or am I going to choose somebody who's being mean to me on social media and let that get to me? And I just think, like, I'm surprised that people as successful as Ryan or certainly Deshaun, and again, it's a much different level. I'm surprised that that hasn't, you know, maybe been something that they can kind of put themselves into. We do have some Browns news here, by the way, as the Browns have officially trimmed their roster to 53. They're going to keep four quarterbacks on the initial roster. That means no quarterbacks moving on here. So we're actually going to come back. We're going to push the pulse to 4 o'clock because it's pretty big news. Browns keeping four quarterbacks on the initial roster.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.